is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. March is marching on, and here we are. It's Tune In with Erica. It is great to have you company. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, good lunchtime, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to have your company here on 1-2 Radio, and I get to kick off the week on a Monday morning if you're stateside. If you're over here in the UK, we are time challenged because obviously your clocks have changed, ours haven't. It's 7:30 in the morning Pacific, and it is 2:30 Greenwich Mean Time. Over here in the UK, our clocks don't do the dance for another couple of weeks. But anyway, whatever time, even if you're listening to me on the demand, it is always a pleasure to have your company. I'm always honoured that people want to come and join me, whatever time it is on a Monday. And of course, you might be listening to the on demand, in which case it could be Tuesday or Wednesday by the time you catch up with me. It's still good to have your company. So here we go, mid-March. I was trying to remember when the Ides of March are. I'll look it up in a second. But it is in an interesting week. We're the 16th of March. We have a new moon in Pisces on the way on the 18th. Or actually, technically, if you're here in the UK, it's on the 19th. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, although I'm sure that Mark Husson is going to be doing an expansive job of explaining all that to us when he follows this show. It is always an honour to lead the way on Monday and then kick back and listen to Mark's show when my show is over. And I've looked at his email from his Power Peak. And if you don't get the Power Peak, why not? Please sign up. It's fascinating. You get the whole lowdown from C.A. Brooks and Mo and Mark and all the apologies to the other 1-2 listen advisors that I've forgotten. But it is an amazing thing to get absolutely free. And we don't sell your emails anywhere or do anything like that. You literally just get the lowdown every week. Mark's Power Peak. Go and take a look on the front page of 1-2 Listen and you will find it there. I was going to give a shout out. There are people coming into the Facebook chat room. It's lovely to see you in there. I will go in and do readings for you as this show goes along. I can see the Cornish contingent from the UK is here already. Good afternoon to Polly Ford, who's over towards Penryn, and to Jennifer Hart, who's nearly in Penzance in Gulville. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth, who's just this moment stepped into the Facebook chat room. If you want to come and join her, it is easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Go to 1-2radio.com, the website, look at the option to chat on the left-hand side. If you've got the app, well, that's simple enough. Just go to listen. Takes you into a Facebook chat room. And we have lovely people in there putting their comments. I will go in there and take a look and do you some cards as we go along. I was thinking this is going to be a bit of a seat of the pants radio show because about half an hour ago, as ever, I had no idea what Spirit wanted me to talk about. Good morning to Joni Thompson. You've just come in the room. And, oh, good morning to Erin as well, who I know listens. I forgot to give you a shout out as well. And I did start to get messages when I sat and meditated. I've been out all morning. It's go to the osteopath and get your back sort out morning for me, which, oh, bliss, always feels so good. But I was back home a little late, so it was a bit seat of the pants radio when I came to prep this. So I sat down with a cacao and meditated. And they, of course, gave me some thoughts. The words that came through strongly, and they have been with me all week, are trust. We really need trust at the moment. We need to trust ourselves. We need to trust other people because the world looks like a lunatic asylum. I'm sorry, but it just does. And when that happens, we need trust. We need gratitude for the things that we have. We need to stay centered and not get pulled into the hubris of what is being presented to us. I think I was talking last week about choose which lens you look through. There is far more good in this world than there is harm, but we are always presented with the hubris and the harm and the manipulation and all the rest of it that passes as mainstream media. Caveat emptor, look at it carefully. and work out what it is you're being shown and why you might only be shown part of the story. As I say that, I'm instantly drawn back to a time, actually this shows my age, 1980. I was working for a British television company and I was in Moscow for the 1980 Moscow Olympics. And as you may remember, that, well, if you're younger, you won't, but if you're of a certain age, you will remember that at that time, America and the UK were up in arms against Russia because they'd had the audacity to invade Afghanistan to deal with the Taliban. The fact that we then upped and did exactly the same thing a couple of decades later, and then that was fine because we were doing it. But what I got taught, I will not digress on this too long, but what I got taught from that is I was in Russia and I did learn to speak a little Russian, which, no, I can't do it now, but I could. And we had a Russian crew. And they were very suspicious of us because they had been told that we were all manipulative and liars and everything else, and the enemy, basically. And we were very wary of them because we had been told to watch what we were doing in Russia, or we'd get ourselves arrested and we were being watched and yada, 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 yada. And what became plain by the end of the 4 weeks that I spent out there, we became very good friends with the Russians. And what I became acutely aware of is that they knew that their press was government controlled and manipulated. But we thought we had a free press, and we don't. Our lenses are filtered and focused and manipulated just as much as theirs are. So I leave you with that thought. You know that anyway. Use your common sense. Is it kind? Do you think it's true? And what you need above all is trust and gratitude that keeps you grounding. And the phrase I've got over and over and over and over this week is all will be well, all will be well. And occasionally I think, really? But do you know, if you look back at history, it always has been. There have been other wars, other terrible events, cataclysmic events. But in the end, somehow, the planet rearranges herself and humanity rearranges itself and hopefully learns a few lessons. And life restructures and moves on. So all will be well. I want you to hold on to that thought. And where am I in the show? Right, I've just got time to do this. The other thing that they gave me when I was sitting meditating was the idea that there's that very, very famous quotation that starts, there was always one in the offices where I work that starts something like, the objectives of all employees is to calmly and efficiently deal with everyday problems and support the customer. For a light worker, I would paraphrase that and say the mission of all light workers is to see past the outward appearance, to hold all in compassion and non-judgment towards world events and troublesome people who don't seem to hold our opinion, and to flex your wings and smile and shine your light with love and forgiveness, no matter what, and just rise above the confounding human condition. However, as it said in the office poster, when you're up to your ass in alligators, it's very difficult to remember your original objective was to drain the swamp. And it does kind of feel like that. If you are there this week, we're all in it together. But we can do something about it. And the thing that's going to get us out of the swamp is trust and gratitude and knowing that all will be well, and also very much using this new moon that's coming up Wednesday, Thursday, depending on where you live in the world. And I drew us a card today from my lovely angel tarot deck and called in the angel, said, what do you want me to say? And the card I've got come up, surprise, surprise, is the moon, Archangel Haniel, the Archangel of Love. And the wording on this particular deck, I have many, many decks, but the wording on this deck that just stood out for me are events behind the scenes and release fears that hold you back and psychic insights. In other words, look past appearances. What I was saying about choose which lens you look through, or be aware of what lens is being presented to you to look through, and maybe step back and see how you feel about humanity when you're not shown that bit. So I think that's what I want to say about that. I was going to go into the different houses that this particular new moon in Pisces will affect. I might do that for you very quickly. Mark Husson can speak to this so much more elegantly than I can. But if you know your rising sign, the house that this new moon will affect is, if you're Aries, it's the 12th. If it's Gemini, the 10th. Leo, 8th. Libra is the 6th. Sagittarius is the 4th. Aquarius, 2nd house. Taurus, 11th. Cancer, 9th. Virgo, the 7th. Scorpio, the 5th. Capricorn, the 3rd. And Pisces, the 1st house. Now, that's your rising sign to look for. And this new moon, we can use this, especially as, alleluia, Mercury is about to come out of retrograde. It's been an interesting, Mark, I know you love Mercury retrogrades. It's been an interesting chance to do a makeover. I'll give you that. It has, but I'll be quite glad when it turns around and goes forward. There's some stuff I need to shift and it's kind of been holding me back. But some key words and ideas for this particular lunation, this new moon, are structure and manifesting and more second chances. Now that bit I like. And dreams. This new moon invites you to imagine the life you truly desire and letting your creativity and inner vision flow freely. So I'll leave you with those thoughts, and let me just refresh my Facebook page, get my mouse to work, because I can see more and more of you come into the Facebook chat room, and I promised to do you cards. And I want to get in there and take a look. So I'm just going to turn it all the right way up. My mouse is just having a moment. Bear with it. I think I need a new one. So good morning, or good afternoon, actually, to Jennifer Hart in Cornwall. You're very welcome to be reminded. It's 2:30. You would like a card, of course. Let me grab the cards. So, a card for Jennifer. What does Jennifer need to know as we approach this new moon and Mercury's thinking about turning around and going back? So what would be helpful for Jennifer to know at this particular, I'm going to say for the lunation. And what I got out actually for you, Jennifer, is two cards, quite nice ones. I got a six of water. Now, six of water, that one's come up a couple of times this week. Quite often it means looking back into our childhood. It certainly means emotionally looking back and how we feel about things. But it's also that lens of asking ourselves, why do we feel that? Are we looking back at life through rose-tinted glasses and thinking how wonderful it was back then? But actually forgetting, again, we're talking lenses, forgetting that there were other things happening that were not so great. You know, are we looking back through rose-tinted glasses? What do we learn from history? What are we carried forward with us for emotional patterns? Are we romanticising the past? But that then comes with the Nine of Earth, which I love, far more grounded message, which is actually allowing yourself to trust and believe. And that means one of the ways to shift the energy is, and I've been doing this all week, the poverty conscious energy, because I've got all sorts of stuff going on. I refuse to flip into poverty consciousness. It's giving yourself little treats, giving yourself things that I am going to live as if I am truly prosperous and abundant. And it doesn't have to be big. Obviously, you can't go splurging on a credit card if you haven't got it. But you can go out for a walk and give yourself time, or you can buy that little cake, or just something. Spend an extra half hour in the bath covering yourself in beautiful lotion. Something that makes you feel good, that shifts that energy. So that's the card for Jennifer. Jean McIntosh is in the room. Jean, I'm sorry this month has been apparently horrific for you. I'm sorry to hear that. You had to say goodbye to your canine companion last week. And I have, Jean, I have no words apart from I have been there. And it is so painful and so sorrowful. And I am so sorry to hear that. So I just wrap you in love. And all I can say is that it is a process, and eventually time will soften And I wrote a poem, I think it was about a year ago, for someone else, but it is true. And I don't know if I coined the phrase or whether I heard it from someone else, but anyway, the poem is called Sorrow is Just Love in Another Skin. And it is true. The reason we hurt is because we loved. So my heart goes out to you, and I have no words beyond that to say I'm so sorry to hear it, and I hope that it will soften very soon. Good morning to Laura Caston Fulton, who would like a message. Oh, sorry, Jean, I didn't see at the end you'd put you'd like a card. So, of course, I'm sorry about that. Laura, hold tight. Jean, a card. What message, angels, could you offer, Jean? What would help? There we go. Interestingly, I have the card of awakening with Archangel Gabriel, which is normally, this means it's quite often it's the hanged man in ordinary tarot, but in my card it's a beautiful Archangel Gabriel who's actually upside down, and it's looking at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill. So I think what he's saying is, he's echoing what I'm saying, is be kind to yourself. Know that this is not a time to rush forward. It is a temporary standstill. Things will look different if you can just give it a bit of time and love. I hope that's helpful to you, and I'm going to ask Archangel Gabriel to stay with you. Laura, you would like a message. Laura Caston Fulton. Whoops, there we go. Cards all over the place. So what I have for you is a lovely water card. It is the Knight of Water. This particular knight, gosh, he's gorgeous. He's surfing on a dolphin. It's about falling in love. It's falling in love with people. It's wedding proposals. It's falling in love with life. It could mean an invitation to a social event. So if you're hoping for one, or if you get one, we'll accept it. But basically, when I see this card, it usually means to me heightened emotion and the ability to fall in love either with yourself or life, or to trust in the process of life. The other phrase I keep using is Louise Hay's, in the infinity of life where I am, all is well in my world. So hopefully that will be good. And Tara Elizabeth just sent me a lovely Irish cat, because of course it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, isn't it? Top of the morning to you. Top of the meowning to you. She says, thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder. Good day also to Joni Thompson. And my computer has just flicked off all the messages. My mouse is having a moment. It really is. Bear with me. Okay. Top of the meowning to you. Joni Thompson, good day. Yes, the 18th, you're a Pisces sun. You would like a card. Well, you're going to like that moon then. Okay. Whoa, that flew out of the deck as soon as I touched it. Joni, you get the Four of Water. So I think you're going to really feel this Pisces new moon, because you are a Pisces. It's about new beginning. This is a very, very watery card. Sometimes it means that we feel that there should be more to life, or we're not quite fulfilled, or we just feel that disconnection, but we're not quite sure why. And it is temporary. Wow. And as they say that, they throw another card out. This time I've got a grounded earth card to go with it, the Six of Earth, which is about balance. I've got two fairies balancing here. So just know, if you feel a little emotional, like your emotional scales are swinging on the 18th, just go with it. It's just life rebalancing. Tara Elizabeth said she would like a message. Good morning to Mark Husson, the boss is in the house. Thank you for coming into the room, Mark. And Tara Elizabeth, with her meowing a cup of coffee, would like a message. Lucky week ahead is my son's birthday, as well as your dad and your cat. Happy birthday to all of them. Whoa, there come the cards. So I have got partnerships and renewal. So, and all those birthdays is definitely renewal, and they are definitely partnerships. So I would say enjoy every moment and look very carefully, especially with that new moon. How do you feel? What do these relationships mean to you? And they'll all be very... Sorry, my voice. I've got this bug that's going around. If I sound hoarse, I'm going for sexy. It's because there's a throat thing going about. But yes, how do you feel about these different relationships? What do they do for you? Good morning to Nadine. I'm looking at the clock. I'm motoring along trying to get through everybody. Good morning to Maureen White Varner. You would like a card. The weather has been wicked there. I'm sorry to hear that. It's actually getting better here. Shush. I mustn't say that in case it hears me, but actually it has been so wet here and it's finally, apparently, going to be sunny next week. Maureen, you're going to like this because it is the Six of Fire. It's the victory card. So it's going to get better. Maybe use that moon, that new moon, very well. Use the gratitude board on the front of 1-2 Listen as well. That's great for shifting energy. Jennifer Hart says, yes, the rising sign for Sag, for you is the fourth house. It makes absolutely sense. Good sense. Good morning to Mark Husson. Lovely to hear. Great to have your company. Thank you for the message. And also to Laura. Ooh, so I think if I'm just refreshed this page, I think, I hope I have done a reading for everyone. Let me just take a look. That's him. It's just as well. My voice is just about going to get to the end of this show. You can hear it kind of having its moment. There's a lot of these throat things about. I was playing music with somebody yesterday and his wife had completely lost her voice. So I hope I'm not going down there, in which case someone else will be doing the show next week. Jean McIntosh has replied and said, oh, bless you. She was the last of your Australian shepherds. It is very strange when you haven't got a dog in the house, Jean, but bear with it. Life will settle down. Okay. So the one thing I was going to do that I haven't, because I'm very aware that not everybody can get in the Facebook chat room, or you may be with me on the demand, and I want to do you a card for the new moon on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on where you live. So could I have a card, please, for those people not able to join me? Thank you. The card's coming out. And this one kind of echoes what I was saying about draining alligators and swamps and what we were looking at in the world, because it's the Nine of Air. And they are beautiful unicorns. It's a swords in standard tarot. My deck is kind and lovely. It has unicorns. But this Nine of Air is about the things that spin us at night, that give us sleepless nights, that worry us, that we let rob our peace of mind. And these unicorns are saying, don't let that happen to you. Your peace of mind is sacrosanct. And I think it was the Mark Twain quote that some of the worst things he worried about in his life never actually happened. Worry is always projected into the future. We never know whether it is truth or not. It is simply speculation. So I would say the message for the week from that card is not to allow worry and speculation and spin to rob you of your peace of mind. So there we go. My voice has held together. I am very grateful for that. Trust, gratitude, all will be well. That is the message for this week. I'm going to make May for Mark Husson. I am so looking forward to hearing his take on the astrology of the week. And I know he's got some fascinating information to share. So thank you for your company. I'll see you at the same time next week. Lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.